The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in very small matter is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servants can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justified yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise God, Jesus Christ.
We cannot choose God and mammon, material goods or the life of God. There is no middle way. You cannot have 2 feet on 2 sides. When the first we hear these words, could be very difficult because we have a human heart and adhere to human things naturally. God makes us in this way, but also He is making us His life. We're made in His image of the Blessed Trinity. That means to say, love in His way. That's what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Jesus Christ became poor, although He was rich, so that by His poverty you may become rich. So it's not exchange, but Jesus makes us know the way, His way, is to love. When you say you love, you die for others. Jesus died for us so that we can have life. And that's the way. Jesus didn't just preach. He lives what He preached. And really, He loved us so much. And also, once He said, there's no greater love than the one who sacrifices his life for his friend. We are not only His friend, His dearest one. So most of the time when Jesus appeared to His beloved, like to Faustina, He always say, my dear. He never say just Faustina, my sister Faustina, my dear. Even a heavenly mother, when He have His mission through the visionaries to give us messages, He says, my dear children. He never says, we are not somebody. We are His dear. That means in the heart of Mary, in the heart of Jesus, we are so dear to Him. He just wants us to live like Him. aware of is not based on material goods. It won't give us peace. Only the time when we say yes to love or to sacrifice for the sake of love, for the sake of Him, then we will have peace. And Jesus come on earth, nothing else, just embrace us, accompany us step by step. We have to walk on our own way, of course. He said, those who do not follow me, those who follow me and have to carry the cross. And many times we say, well, Jesus knows everything, he solve everything. Yes, he can solve many things. But still you have to walk. We have to walk. I have to struggle. I have to say my yes every moment. Renew. Start again. So every day is a new day. Every moment's a new moment. That's what St. Paul also mentioned once. Let us always put our new self and put away the old self. The old self, the old man, human things. New self, the mentality of Christ. Always open to the will of God and open to our neighbor.